Hey, it's Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. So it's early, just past 9:30 a.m., December 27th, 2021. Only a few more days left in 2021. I'm excited for 2022. I think it's going to be a good year. I'm hoping for me that it is. I'm going to Romania over the summer for a music festival, and then I'm moving to LA in September. Even just saying it, I'm like, is it really happening? I had never even planned to move there in December, but I mean September, but I think, sorry. I think that's what I should do, is I should save up all this money, not quit my job, not get laid off, hopefully not get fired, and just work through to August, and then maybe that's what I'll do. I'll have all this money saved up, and then I'll leave my job at the beginning of August. I'll go to Romania. Stay there for a week or two, go to the festival, and then come back to the States and move to back to Los Angeles, like September 1st or early September. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know yet. I'm not sure. In the meantime, I'm gonna smoke a little weed, and I want to say thank you so much for listening. Hope you've been enjoying the show. The Hateful Eight episode from last night is killing it. I know it's not the first time I've discussed that movie on here, but I think it is the first time I've like discussed it as a review. I mean, I read the script on here, which it's got to be the extended version, right? It's got to include the stuff that's in the Roadshow version and the extended Netflix version. It's got to all be in the script. Weird, I like don't remember those scripts. I would just read them straight through and wouldn't really remember them. That was kind of a weird thing that I did, the script readings. It would have been better if I had other people to play the characters. But the reason I don't do them anymore is because it's copywritten. So it's all original material on here now, all original content. No more copywritten shit. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. So, I'm gonna take this hit, and I hope that you'll join me if you got it. I'm smoking on a combo of Jigglers and Scout Breath. Is that what it is? Or Jiggler? Is it singular? I don't know. No, plural. Jigglers and Scout Breath. Chin chin. So it's early Monday morning here on Cape Cod, but for me, it's Saturday morning. And last night I watched a movie that I was surprised by. I figured I would probably like it, given Tarantino's reaction to it. But I was surprised by just how much I liked it. And this is a movie called Return of the Living Dead 3. Now, a couple of weird coincidences happened last night. I don't remember any of them. Except for these. Okay, first of all, it was just a coincidence, period, that Return of the Living Dead 3 was on HBO Max. It was a further coincidence that it's leaving at the end of the month, slash the end of the year. Yeah, so I was looking through the Last Chance movies. You know, it's almost the end of the month, end of the year, so I figured, you know, what's leaving HBO Max? What should I watch? And then I see it. Shining there, golden and beautiful, Return of the Living Dead 3, a movie I've been wanting to watch since I heard Tarantino speaking about it on the Eli Roth History of Horror podcast, Uncut. Now, you can always count on Tarantino for a recommendation, a good recommendation for me. I like everything he's ever recommended. And in the case of this movie, it's fucking dope. This movie might be my discovery of the year. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of a breakdown. As with every episode of this podcast, there are spoilers, so be warned. Or most episodes, I should say. So basically, what happens is, okay, first of all, Tarantino was right. This is clearly a Reanimator sequel, and he's also right that if they had done it as a Reanimator sequel, it would be the best Reanimator sequel. So. Sorry, I need to blow my nose again. So it starts off, you see this government facility where they're testing out. Oh my God, sorry. They're testing out this they're testing out this kind of the reanimator juice, basically, this serum that will bring the dead back to life, and they try it out, and this guy comes back to life. And then we see this kind of like suburban couple or whatever, and the guy's pretty good. The girl's really good, and the lead girl, and she is, in a crazy coincidence, she's on the OC. She's like the MILF redhead. See, I don't know her fucking name. I'm gonna actually pull this movie up right now. So that was the other weird coincidence. Now, the thrust of the story is they're on a motorcycle. Her and her boyfriend, they're all jacked up. They're like having fun. She starts grabbing on his joint and they end up crashing. Okay. So there's an accident. That's the thrust. She flies off the motorcycle. She hits a telephone pole. She snaps her neck. She's dead. The guy's fine. He's got a scratch on his face. He was the one driving, she was in the back, and she went flying off the damn thing. So, oh, this is directed by Brian Yuzna, by the way. So, somehow they know about this government facility. They were there. I was stoned. I'm having trouble remembering some of it, but he carries her to this government facility. He gets in. He has the key card. That's the key. I don't remember how he got this key card, but he has it. Yeah, I couldn't remember that part of it. But he gets in. He unleashes the juice, the reanimator juice, and she is brought back to life. The problem is, I guess it's the guy from earlier is like in this vat, and he comes out and he's all fucked up, and the makeup effects are really cool in this movie. It's a well done movie. It really is. Melinda Clark, that's her name. Yeah, she's hot in the movie, and she does show her tits. Return of the Living Dead. This is from 1993, 1 hour 37 minutes. I did not finish it. Maybe I'll finish it now. I mean, it was good enough where I'll go back to it. Like I said, this might be my discovery of the year. Like, I really did like it that much. I loved it. Basically, I loved it. I mean, I have to finish it to be sure that I loved it. Oh yeah, and there was this like weird scene in like a liquor shop, and I got totally caught up in the movie. I think one thing to me that's like a good indicator that it's a good movie, or an indicator that it's a good movie, is that you get caught up in it and you kind of like forget what you're watching. Like, I forgot for a second. I was like, oh, I'm watching Return of the Living Dead 3. It was like, it just became this kind of like weird movie. It almost had like a Taxi Driver vibe in that scene. But basically any scene in the liquor store, I don't know, for whatever reason reminds me of Taxi Driver. So, okay, here we go. Quote, Having recently witnessed the horrific results of a top secret project to bring the dead back to life, a distraught youth performs the operation on his girlfriend after she's killed in a motorcycle accident. So, I mean, even just that description, you can tell it's a Reanimator sequel. It has this kind of like Cronenbergian, like body horror vibe, almost a little bit of a Rabid vibe. That description, the movie itself doesn't really. I mean, maybe a little bit of Cronenberg, but not really. I don't really see that. It's kind of like, yeah, it's like Reanimator meets Return of the Living Dead. It's like Return of the Living Dead, but like done for real, like for serious, almost. Something like that. Written by John Penny. I don't know who that is. Directed by Brian Yuzna. And yeah, the movie's fucking dope, so I might finish it. I recommend seeing it. I recommend watching it. I think this is actually an underappreciated movie. This is like one of the best sequels that I've seen recently. It is better than the first one. Tarantino has never even seen the first one for political reasons, which I understand and I support. But this one is worth seeing. Shot on 35 millimeter. Aspect ratio 185 to 1. Sound mix Dolby. Color Panavision Panaflex. One second, sorry. Somebody's texting me. Okay, I'm gonna sign off for a second, but I'll be back on. Peace.
Hello. I almost just said what I said when I answered the phone at work. That would have been really embarrassing. Okay, so I'm back on. My stepdad's gone, my sister's gone, my mom's here, but she's on the computer. My cat's chilling. I'm out in my car talking to you fine people. I'm gonna take another hit. And then I might add some more about Return of the Living Dead 3. I don't know. I don't really have much more to say about it. Oh, that was one thing I wanted to do though. I want to look up Brian Yuzna and see if he directed Society. It would make sense if he's the director. I think he's actually a decent director, and I thought Society was a decent movie. I liked the end of it, the surrealism at the end, the kind of body horror stuff. As you know, I'm a body horror obsessive, so you would think I would love Society, but I wasn't into it really. Until the end. I like the end. But Return of the Living Dead 3, I was into the whole time. I think it's actually a better movie than Society. It's a better Brian Yuzna movie, and it might even be a better excuse me, body horror movie. Although I'm not sure if it qualifies as one. I don't think it does. I think it's a zombie movie, which is separate from body horror. You can say it's related in some ways. It's about the body decomposing, but I know that it's different, and I think that Return of the Living Dead 3 qualifies as a zombie movie, not as a body horror movie. But I would need to see the whole thing. And there are definitely moments that would qualify as, like, sort of body horror, or perhaps body horror adjacent. I'm gonna take this hit. So join me if you got 'em. Chin chin. Peace. Enjoy. One love. Smoke herb. Roll that shit, light that shit, smoke it. Okay, so what I might do is pack another bowl and then just chill on a podcast. Maybe jerk off after that. But I am going to sign off of here for now. So thank you for listening. I'll be back on later to record more of today's episode. Peace.
Return of the Living Dead 3 is easily the best Return of the Living Dead movie. It's a blast. It's dope. And I wanted to look up Brian Yuzna to see if he did in fact direct Society, which I forgot to do on the last segment, so I'm doing it now. Sorry about that. So I was just reminded that I'm meeting with my therapist today, so that's more talking, which means that this might be a shorter episode than I expected. Oh, he was born in Manila in the Philippines. Interesting. All right, director. Oh, he has 19 credits as director. I didn't realize that. Beyond Reanimator, Faust, The Dentist 2. Sorry, I'm just checking this out. Looking here. Progeny, 1998. The Dentist, 1996. Necronomicon, Book of the Dead, 1993, and then Return of the Living Dead. 3, 1993. Oh, he directed Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Initiation. Went straight to video. I think that might be on Shudder. I'm gonna watch that tonight if it's on Shudder. And he did direct Society, 1989. Bride of Reanimator, 1990. I think I've seen that or part of that. Maybe I talked about it on the pod, I'm not sure. His first credit as director is from 1978, and it's called Self-Portrait in Brains. So then after, I don't know if that's a feature movie, I don't know what that is. It doesn't have the length listed here. But after that, it's Society, 1989, Bride of Reanimator, 1990, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Initiation, 1990, Return of the Living Dead 3, 1993, and so on. Yeah. Pretty much just repeated what I already said. He also directed a movie called Amphibious Creature of the Deep from 2010. That sounds interesting. Beneath Still Waters from 2005. Rottweiler from 2004. I would watch that. And then Beyond Reanimator 2003. Faust 2000, and so on. What is Faust? I feel like I've heard about this. Faust, Love of the Damned, original title. So it's the Faust story. Julio Fernandez. Well, I would watch it. Honestly, after Return of the Living Dead 3, I would pretty much watch anything Brian Yuzna directed. Like I said, I think he's a pretty good director. And Society was okay. I liked the end, kind of the last, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. But Return of the Living Dead 3, I think, is better. That's the best movie that I've seen that he directed. And he also famously produced, of course, Reanimator from Beyond. He was part of that Stuart Gordon thing back in the 80s, that original Stuart Gordon thing. But then, I guess he kind of came into his own as a director basically in the 90s. Slash late 80s, starting with Society. So yeah, tonight I'll watch Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. I wish I had watched it during the 25 Days of Christmas, but I did watch the other three, and it's also still December, so fuck it. It still kind of counts. It's Christmas month. And then, what's the other one? Oh, Bride of Reanimator. I think that might even be on Arrow. If not, it might be on Shudder. And, like I said, I think that's the one I started. I may have mentioned it and or spoken about it on the podcast already. But yeah, I would like to watch that and maybe make that its own episode. I'm a big Reanimator fan. I'm a big body horror fan. You know that if you've been listening to the pod. Reanimator, the original, is possibly the greatest body horror ever made. I also love Body Melt from 1993 from Australia. I think that's right. And then in terms of newer body horror, I love Julia DeCornau. Tarantino even on that Eli Roth podcast, he mentioned that he was making a list with some friends and he puts Raw by Julia DeCornau in the top five movies ever made by a millennial. Which I also would, but I would probably do like Slash Titane. I would maybe put Titane above Raw. I do think it's an even better movie. Raw is better in some ways, but overall, I think Titane is the bigger accomplishment. I don't know what Tarantino would have to say to that. He didn't comment on Titane. Maybe he hasn't seen it yet. I don't know. But apparently he loves Raw, and I was happy to hear that because I love it too. I was trying to figure out what the other ones on that list are. I want the full list. For me, I would say The Lighthouse by Robert Eggers, Under the Silver Lake, maybe by David Robert Mitchell. I was thinking that might be on Tarantino's list because I think I have heard him mention that movie, and he did speak about It Follows back in the Hateful Eight era, because It Follows had come out the previous year. So anyway, I don't know what else he would even have on that list. Maybe The Haunting of Hill House by Mike Flanagan, the Netflix miniseries. That one I might also have on the list. And then I don't even know what else. I don't know what else I would have on the list in terms of movies made by millennials. I don't really like any millennial filmmakers besides Julie DeCorno, of course, and Robert Eggers. I do like Robert Eggers. I don't like David Robert Mitchell, but Under the Silver Lake, I liked at the time. Now I think it's like okay or like not e maybe not even good. I haven't watched it in years though, so I can't really comment on it. And then, oh yeah, Mike Flanagan I do like. Tarantino described him as drastically the best horror filmmaker of his generation. I think that's what he said. I would agree with that, besides Julia DeCorno, but she kind of does a different thing. Like in terms of like classical horror and like scary horror and suspense. In terms of like an old school horror filmmaker who like can really do it. Yeah, I would agree. Mike Flanagan is, yeah, drastic. I like that he used that word, drastically the best. Yeah, I would agree with that. But Julia DeCorno is my favorite. But like I said, she does something different. She does like body horror and kind of black comedy, and she makes kind of more like weird movies as opposed to horror movies. And The Lighthouse I would also categorize as a weird movie as opposed to a horror movie. And The Northman doesn't look like a horror movie, although it looks like it has horror elements, The Witch I would classify as a horror movie, and I think Robert Eggers would agree. So, I guess I can end the segment there. Fuck, I guess I should text this guy, my therapist. All right, I'll be back on, maybe. Talk to you soon, hopefully. Peace. Hey, it's me, Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. Just a quick update. Got out of my therapy. It went pretty well, I think. We got disconnected at the end, and then I didn't answer when he called me. But anyway, I did the session. So now I'm chilling. I'm gonna smoke some weed. And yeah, I mean, really, the update is I was able to find Bride of Reanimator on, it was on Arrow, and I was able to find Silent Night, Deadly Night 4 on Shudder. Not only that, I found Silent Night, Deadly Night 5 on Shudder as well. So I'm having a Brian Yuzna fest. Right now I'm in a kind of Reanimator, body horror, Brian Yuzna, Julia DeCorno phase. I think it's just like the year, it's the time. I love body horror. You know how much I love it if you've been listening to the podcast. And now I'm going to get into some Silent Night, Deadly Night 4 initiation. Straight to video, 1990, I think. Same age as me, I think. And then after that, Bride of Reanimator, also directed by Brian Yuzna. And those two probably won't be as good as Return of the Living Dead 3. In fact, I'm fairly certain they won't be. But I hope I enjoy them, and I'll definitely report back to you fine people about them. Now, the one thing was, I don't know why I thought Silent Night, Deadly Night 3 was from 1997. It's actually from 1989, I believe. I don't know what happened. I got confused. I should actually check that. I think it even still says on the episode 1997. So anyway, when I sign off in a moment, I'll check that. But I'll be back on to talk about those movies when I watch them. Peace. I mean, after I watch them. Actually, that's not true. I was right the first time, because I might be reporting to you as I'm watching them, as in, like, I might watch part of them, pause it, come onto the podcast, tell you about it. I remember something that David Cronenberg said once in an interview. I'll tell you after I take this hit. Join me, if you're so inclined. So David Cronenberg said once in an interview that he didn't see why movies couldn't be like books. Like, you know, you put on a DVD, you watch it for 20 minutes, and then you pause it, you go do something else. Go make a sandwich. I don't know. And then you come back to it. Much like you do with a book. You know, you read a chapter or two, and then you go do something else, and then you come back to the book. Either, you know, that night, or the next day, or the next week. He didn't see why you couldn't do that with a movie. And I don't see why either.